greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I have not done the third theme, which is top lists, for October 13 yet. Why? Well, because I just am having a difficult time doing it. However, I was listening to McCogan's one about artists that he wishes he would, stop touring or stop performing or stop recording, whatever. And I know I've heard even Daylight Gambler said something similar to the effect of, you know, far be it from me to stop or to, you know, want anybody to stop performing if they're making money. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. However, and I'm just thinking, if you had the magical powers or if you kind of just get tired of seeing them on the news. Okay, here's an example. Paul McCartney. Have you seen how he looks? I think it's time to retire gracefully. Once Linda passed away, and do they even play his new music? I know he did a couple things. He had a CD, I think, after she passed away. Did anybody go out and buy it? Did they play it on the radio? Because I never heard anything from it. Rod Stewart. Mac was talking about Rod Stewart. And he's another one. Stop with the plastic surgery. I saw him last Christmas. He had a Burberry coat on and maroon leather gloves and a maroon scarf. And his face, stop. And Max right. If you're doing your own music, great. But you know their voices don't sound the same anymore. And stop doing other people's music. Barry Manilow is another one. Look at his face. Stop it. Ugh. And he was doing, you know, all that. All I can think of is old Las Vegas lounge lizard music, you know, the Rat Pack music and the soft, mellow, jazzy. Stop it! Just retire. Elton John is another one. Stop it. Raise your family. Enjoy life in retirement. Live off of your loins and your royalties and all that. I know it might not be a lot, but, you know, once in a while, make an appearance somewhere, but stop performing. The Rolling Stones will probably never stop performing until somebody falls and breaks a hip. And they do perform their own music. I'm pretty sure they do. So I would let that slide. But there comes a point, too, when, you know, just stop. How old is Charlie Watts? He's like 72, 80. He's got dust blowing out of his ass. I mean, they were great in their heyday. Don't get me wrong. I loved all these guys. But then you look at them, and you're like, dude, what did you do to your face? Blah! Stop it. Maybe it's the plastic surgery that I'm hung up on, not the music. But you listen to, I listened to Rod Stewart, and he just didn't do all that well on some of the notes. And, you're getting old, okay. Who's another one? I'm glad Billy Joel stopped after that little blow up with him and, you know, Rocket Man and the Piano Man tour. I would have loved to have seen it, really. But I'm glad he stopped. Because have you seen him? Oh, my God. No. Who else? I'm trying to think of who else. Does Barbara Streisand even do tours anymore? Or do... and then they retire and go to Vegas and perform in Vegas. Wayne Newton. Tom Jones, is he still around? Just some of these, I think I'm hung up on the plastic surgery. Because it makes them just, I don't want to look at you because I want to remember you in your glory days when you were a sex symbol, when you, you know, I'd have to close my eyes and listen to the music. And you know they don't play it the same because they can't hit the notes the same. And it's just like, no, thank you. I just, it's very sad to me. So there's my kind of rant. And I'm going to try and finish some of these other ones. Please forgive me, but I hope everybody's still having fun. And like I said, there's really no rules. I notice people are just, you know, kind of floating along and doing their thing. And hey, that's great. It just gives you something to talk about, you know, regarding music, sharing your view about music. All right, enough said. Laterness, people.